This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said, oh, what a night.
Oh, on the video.
You may have been like this.
And a big hello once again to one and all. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show that goes like this on this fabulous Tuesday evening here. In, what is it now? The second week of November. Where has the year gone? Well, we're 11 and a bit months into it. No, 10 and a bit months into it. Don't get your maths wrong right at the start. Anyway, hope your Tuesday's been fabulous so far. I'm very glad to have you along this evening, sharing part of it with me here on the airwaves. What on earth have we got coming up tonight? Well, excitingly, the results of the semi-final of the Soft Drink World Cup will be revealed. Semi-final, plural, both of them will have happened by the time I give you the results. Also, we may have time to squeeze in some celebrity birthdays. As ever, fantastic music. And what is the theme of the show this evening? Well, let me tell you, it's the 9th of November. All over the world, it's World Freedom Day. Yes, that does deserve a fanfare. Everybody loves freedom, I'm pretty sure. There's not anybody in the world that's like, oh, I hate freedom. So we're going to embrace freedom musically on the show this evening. I bet you can guess some of the tracks you're going to hear throughout the next couple of hours. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And if you have smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM. And it absolutely will do. So keep it here. Share the news of the show with all your friends. Let's get as many people tuning in as possible, having a great time on a Tuesday night. Now, we need a track then to get us going musically this evening. And we already know this entire show is dedicated to the fabulous concept of freedom. Is it all a lie? Are we all plugged into the matrix and reality is just something beamed into our brains? Let's not worry about that too much. Let's enjoy this track, appropriately, by Free.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move.
All right now.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Free with the classic All Right Now. What a great track to get us going as we celebrate World Freedom Day on this fabulous Tuesday, the 9th of November. I hope you're enjoying your freedom wherever you are, except all my listeners inside the prison system. If you're there, huge apologies that you're there, unless you deserve to be there, in which case you've probably just got to serve your sentence and then hopefully come out a better person. Let's not dwell on that too much, although we will be coming back to it because, interspersed with all the great tracks about freedom, I thought, you can't really look up facts about freedom. It's just a concept. It's just a thing everybody enjoys, hopefully. I thought, let's deal with the opposite of freedom, people who are incarcerated. I will be sharing some interesting facts with you about the prison system and also some of the most fabulous movies ever made that feature prisons rather heavily. We will do a countdown of the best prison movies, according to certain websites. So that's to look forward to, as well as celebrity birthdays, as well as Soft Drink World Cup semi-final results coming up very shortly. And loads happening in tonight's show, so absolutely don't go anywhere. Who'd have thought by tuning in tonight you were going to hear songs about freedom and facts about prisons? I call it entertainment while I waffle on in the midst of all of that and you share these moments with me. It's lovely to have you along. Okay, the show that goes like this is well underway now. We need another track to help us celebrate freedom, and then I'll start hitting you up with some interesting prison knowledge. Here is Ultranate. She's not in prison.
Depend on me, you think. Phoenix FM.
Ultranate and Free, another fabulous track to enjoy on the show that goes like this tonight with me, Ben Simmons. And just in case you ever get sent to prison, I thought I'd give you a little bit of preparation for it, which sounds bizarre. Why am I doing this? If you've just joined us late, where were you at the top of the show? It was only a few minutes back. A little bit disappointing, but anyway, today's show is all about celebrating freedom, because the 9th of November is World Freedom Day. You're going to hear lots of tracks that relate to the concept of freedom in some way or another, interspersed with some interesting things about prisons. You don't go to prison if you're free, do you? Unless you work there. If you're the governor or one of the guards, then technically you are free, but in a prison quite regularly, which is almost a paradox. But anyway, that's what we're doing throughout the majority of tonight's show. So if you do ever get sent to prison, here's what to expect on, bizarrely, a part of the government's website where there's a link on Google that says what to expect if you get sent to prison. And then there's a link to gov.uk. Prison life. Here we go. Arriving at prison. When someone arrives at prison, they have at least one interview and assessment with a qualified professional, so they, and then there's a whole load of bullet points, know what their rights are, get help with their physical and mental health, for example with sexual health or drug and alcohol problems, are told what courses they can do in prison, and understand prison rules and procedures. The prisoner gets a prisoner number and their property is recorded and put somewhere safe until they're released. And then prisoners are also given a security category based on how likely they are to try to escape and their risk of causing harm to other prisoners and prison staff. A prisoner may be transferred to another prison with a different security category at any time. So there you go. It seems a little bit not full of information, really, there. Not like they're going to give you a welcome pack. But arriving at prison, someone talks to you and tells you what your rights are. You can get help with physical and mental health. You're told about courses you can do in prison and have the prison rules and procedures explained to you. Then you get a prisoner number and your property gets stored. That's what to expect, first of all, when you walk into a prison. There you go. I don't want any of my listeners ever to go to a prison, but if you do, that's what will happen as soon as you get there. Right, let's move on. Let's get back to celebrating freedom musically. Here's Robbie Williams. Don't need to tell you the title of the song. It's right there.
I won't let you down. I will not give you up. Gotta have some faith in my sound. It's the one good thing that I've got. I won't let you down. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Robbie Williams and Freedom. This is Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this on 98.0 Phoenix FM here in Essex, or wherever you are in the world, via our app, via our website, or via smart speaker. Thanks for being here. So, yes, a lot of tracks related to the concept of freedom on this fabulous World Freedom Day on the 9th of November, interspersed with interesting facts about not being free, about being in prison. I say interesting, it's just information, really. Certainly in the early part of the show. But here we go then. What about healthcare in prison? In case you didn't know, prisoners get the same healthcare and treatment as anyone outside of prison. Treatment is free but has to be approved by a prison doctor or member of the healthcare team. Prisons do not have hospitals, but many have inpatient beds. Most problems are dealt with by the healthcare team. If they can't, the prison may get an expert to visit the prison or arrange for treatment in an outside hospital. The healthcare team can ask the prisoner's family doctor for their records, but only if the prisoner agrees to it. And with regards to special help and support, prisoners can get specialist support, for example, if they have drug or alcohol problems, if they have HIV or AIDS, and if they're disabled or have a learning difficulty. And a prisoner can refuse medical treatment. However, the healthcare team may choose to give treatment if the prisoner is not capable of making decisions themselves, for example, if they have a mental health condition. Wherever possible, the healthcare team will discuss this with the prisoner's family first. So, as in the first line there, is that reassuring or not? I'm not really sure. Prisoners get the same healthcare and treatment as anyone outside of prison. There we go. It's official. You heard it here on the show that goes like this. Okay, let's keep that freedom-related music going. What on earth can we expect next? Well, one with an iconic video, another fabulous song. Here's Queen. Do you know what's coming from this intro? You will now. We'll be right back.
but life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free. I've got to break free.
Phoenix FM.
Don't know about you, does that make you want to put on a PVC black skirt and do the hoovering? For some people, maybe it does. Queen's brilliant. I want to break free. Some more information about prisons, though. What to expect if you're a female and you're pregnant while in prison? Women who give birth in prison can keep their baby for the first 18 months in a mother and baby unit. A prisoner with a child under 18 months old can apply to bring their child to prison with them. Social services arrange for children over 18 months to be cared for example, by the prisoner's parents or in the foster care system. So to apply for a place in a mother and baby unit, the prisoner can apply for a space in a mother and baby unit when they enter. An admissions board will decide if it's the best thing for the child. If there are no places in the prison the mother first goes to, they may be offered a place in another unit. If there are no spaces in any unit, arrangements must be made for the child to be cared for outside prison. If the mother is refused a place, they can appeal and the prison will explain how. Separation plans are made when the mother enters prison if the child will reach 18 months before her sentence is over. For prisoners with sentences of 18 months or over, oh well, that's just a repetition, arrangements are normally made for the child to be cared outside of prison. Why put the same thing twice, literally concurrently, but in a different way? How bizarre. Anyway, that's what happens if you're relatively close to giving birth and you get taken to prison, or if you've relatively recently given birth and then have to go to prison. It's not a great idea anyway, is it? I don't think ending up in prison is not what we should be hoping for or aspiring to, but it's interesting to know some of the things and the processes that will occur if that ever arises. So there we go. Bizarre start to the show that goes like this tonight. Songs about freedom, facts about prisons. There we go. You can't say you don't learn something by tuning into the show. Okay, time for more music. We've already had a song called Freedom by Robbie Williams. Should we have another song called Freedom that isn't by Robbie Williams? All right then. Wham!
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this, and that was clearly Wham's brilliant Freedom. And yes, it is World Freedom Day today, hence we're celebrating that musically, and we're discussing the opposite of freedom in between the tracks at the moment in the early part of the show this evening. So if you get sent to prison, what about education and work in prison? Courses are normally available to help prisoners get new skills, for example, learning to read and write, use computers and do basic maths. Most prisoners get an individual learning plan listing courses and training. Most courses lead to qualifications that are recognised by employers outside prison, for example, GCSEs or NVQs. Prisoners may be able to do a distance learning course, for example, at the Open University. A prisoner can learn other skills, for example, woodwork, engineering, or gardening. And working in prison, many prisoners get the chance to work while carrying out their sentence, for example, making clothes and furniture or electrical engineering. This is done in prison workshops and is normally paid work. Prisoners can also work around the prison itself, for example, in the kitchens and the laundries. A low-risk prisoner may be allowed to work in the community. There we go, that's the end of my segment looking at prison details according to the government's website, what to expect, healthcare, pregnancy in prison and education in prison. So maybe if you didn't know, you've learnt a little bit more about prison life here on the show that goes like this. There's a sentence I didn't expect to say last week, but, you know, anything can happen on this programme. Don't go anywhere. Celebrity birthdays still to come. Soft drink World Cup semi-final information still to come. Some strange facts about prison. We're also going to share the best prison movies a little bit later on in the show. And also maybe hit you up with some celebrities you didn't know had served time. Shocking. On World Freedom Day, here's Ariana.
Should have said it before. Try to hide it, fake it. I can't pretend anymore. I only wanna die alive, never by the hands of a broken heart. I don't wanna hear you lie tonight. Now that I've become who I really am, this is the path.
The past.
Phoenix FM.
Another great track, Ariana Grande's Break Free there. Always enjoy it listening to that. It's the 9th of November, it's Tuesday. This is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. And excitingly, it's World Freedom Day. And even more excitingly, let's deal with celebrity birthdays. Well, who's celebrating today then? Singer Bryn Terfel is 56 today. WWE wrestler Chris Jericho is 51 today. Former Hulk TV series actor Lou Ferrigno is 70 today. Delta Goodrum, another singer, is 37 today. Ex-footballer Alessandro Del Piero is 47 today. Comedian Angela Barnes is 45 today. And actor and ex, whose line is it anyway, star Tony Slattery is 62 today. Celebrity birthdays done and dusted there. If it's your birthday, very many happy returns to you from all of us here at the show that goes like this. Okay, well, after the next track, I will start sharing some information about celebrities you didn't know had been to prison. That's controversial on World Freedom Day. Yes, songs about freedom interspersed with facts about the opposite of freedom. That's what's going on tonight. And we will have Soft Drink World Cup semi-final information coming up relatively shortly. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM, Phoenix FM. com. And you can join us on the Mixcloud webcam feed as well, mixcloud.com, and search for Phoenix 98 FM. What's coming now? Another track by an unnamed band. The what? The who? Ah, they're not unnamed.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Who with I'm Free. Well, as promised, now some information about some celebrities who maybe you had no idea had spent time incarcerated. Well, here's a weird story. This was reported about 2 or 3 years ago. Gino De Campo, celebrity chef from This Morning, and now host of Family Fortunes, and he had a brush with the law in 1998 when, as a 21-year-old waiter struggling for money, this is what's bizarre about it, he burgled Paul Young, the singer Paul Young's home. He stole £4,000 worth of guitars and a prized platinum disc from Paul Young's London home. But obviously Paul Young didn't mind too much because he has since happily appeared on This Morning when Gino was on there. So it's a bit bizarre, but Gino De Campo spent 2 years in prison for burgling Paul Young's home, stealing £4,000 worth of guitars and a prized platinum disc. Very bizarre story. I had no idea. I now know Gino De Campo has been behind bars and he's obviously reformed. He obviously felt bad about it. He's gone on to become a successful celebrity chef and TV host and broadcaster. There we go. Slightly bizarre, isn't it? Now, time for another track. An ABBA track. Well, it's loosely linked to the concept of freedom, I suppose. If you're not free and you want to be free, you could send out a message asking for help. Some kind of SOS message.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
A And this is the show that goes like this on this fabulous World Freedom Day. That was ABBA's classic SOS. Well, carrying on, my current want to tell you about celebrities that have surprisingly served time in prison. Did you know this? Back in 1980, Paul McCartney was arrested and jailed in Japan for possession of marijuana. The Beatle landed at Tokyo's Narita Airport with his band Wings, his wife Linda, and their four kids during a tour of the country. But customs officers found nearly 8 ounces of marijuana in his luggage. At the time, that amount meant he could be charged with smuggling, which could have been punished with a sentence of 7 years hard labour. McCartney was sent to jail and served 9 days before he was released and deported to England. There's a shock. I don't remember ever hearing that before, but maybe you were well aware if you were around at the time and it caused some controversy. 1980, Paul McCartney sent to jail only for a total of 9 days. He was no Gino De Campo Hamburglar. Paul McCartney is Hamburglar. I can't believe I've just revealed that on the show that goes like this tonight, all because of a slip of the tongue. Fabulous. Right. Anyway, yes, he didn't serve a huge amount of time, but 9 days, he still was in prison for that time in Japan. Controversial, absolutely. Well, we're still talking about freedom, and songs that loosely link to freedom are being played in between. Here's one. Again, if you're not free, you want to escape, and if you escape, it'll be very, very enjoyable.
Escape and recreate a place that's my own world, and that could be your favorite girl. If I could be sweet to someone, I know I've been a real bad girl. I didn't mean for you to get hurt. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
Gwen Stefani and The Sweetest Escape, and I think the wee-hoos were provided by Akon, weren't they, on that track? I believe it anyway. Time for more information about another celebrity who has spent time behind bars. Maybe you were aware, maybe you weren't aware. Culture Club lead singer Boy George spent 4 months in jail for the assault and false imprisonment of a male escort in 2009. He was sentenced to 15 months in prison for chaining 28-year-old male to a wall at his East London home. He said later how serving time in prison was a gift that helped him to get his life back on track. And he said, "It's something that happened, sitting here worrying about whether it was the right thing and did I deserve it. It happened and I dealt with it. I went through the whole, what have you done? This is not my life. This is a disaster. But I always had the sense I'd get through it. The gift it gave me was time with myself. I went into prison sober. I knew I had a lot of work to do. I've worked very hard at getting myself back in shape, getting my career back, and getting my self-respect back. I knew it would take time, and it has, but I'm starting to feel the rewards of that work." There you go, Boy George. Spent 4 months in prison in only as far back as 2009. What about this? Now a multi-million dollar earning actor, Robert Downey Jr., the Iron Man star, battled drug addiction and spent time in prison in the late 90s. In 1997, he was given a 180-day jail sentence in Los Angeles for violating probation. It's reported he was targeted by other inmates and twice woke up from attacks in a pool of his own blood. In 1999, he was sentenced to 3 years in a state-run facility after failing to show up for a court-ordered drugs test. He served 12 months of his sentence before he was freed by a judge. And he previously said of his time in jail, "I would never tell you the worst things that have happened to me." Clearly, he had quite a harrowing time, having been already a successful actor. But again, he's gone on to improve himself quite dramatically, now being one of the most sought-after actors in Hollywood after his role as Iron Man in the Avengers films and the MCU. Incredible. Robert Downey Jr. has also spent time in prison. Right, let's have another track. Let's have another track related to escaping from a bad situation. Time for Enrique.
Just love is something you can't.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and before that fabulous jingle, that was Enrique Iglesias and Escape, and the falsetto in Enrique's song, not provided by Akon, provided by himself, I believe. Okay, it's the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday, the 9th of November, and we're celebrating World Freedom Day and worrying about a lot of facts about prison in between the tracks about freedom. And celebrities who've surprisingly spent time behind bars is what we're looking at the moment. Here's a weird one. In 1970, Jane Fonda was falsely accused of drug smuggling. Did you hear about this at the time? She had just finished working on the thriller Clute when the actress was on her way home from an anti-Vietnam War speaking engagement in Canada. Getting a flight to Cleveland, she had vitamins in her bag. Police seized her luggage at the airport and took her to prison on drug smuggling charges. She said, "I told them what the vitamins were, but they said they were getting orders from the White House." That's a bit controversial. Slightly less controversial and probably more deserving of a prison sentence. When Mark Wahlberg was just 16, he was given a 3-month sentence in jail for assaulting 2 Vietnamese men while attempting to rob a convenience store. The court heard he was high when it happened and he served 45 days in prison. He told reporters at the Toronto Film Festival a few years back that he was able to meet with his victims and apologise for the pain he'd caused. Well, at least that's something, showing remorse and actually bothering to do that. Also, Fugees singer Lauryn Hill served 3 months in prison for failing to file taxes in 2013. She was then given 3 months of home confinement and a year of supervised probation. She was also ordered to pay penalties and the taxes she owed. So for a variety of reasons, some surprising celebrities who have actually spent time behind bars. Okay, we're into the second hour of the show. After the next track, I promise, information about the Soft Drink World Cup, the competition gripping the nation, or at least part of it, coming up very shortly. What track to expect next then that's loosely linked to freedom? Some of them have been not very loosely linked. What's the opposite of loosely linked? Tightly linked to freedom? Clearly linked to freedom. The opposite of loose is not clear. Anyway, let's move on. Here, with Orinoco Flow, it's Enya. Because of Sail Away, it's about freedom. All right? Thanks. Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Enya's Orinoco Flow. Officially finished now. There we go, a great track. You can't fail to enjoy a bit of Enya. Certainly not on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening. Thanks for your company tonight once again. And as promised, I have to tell you about the semi-finals of the Soft Drink World Cup. As of this moment, we do have two finalists. It's a very exciting time. I'm excited. You should be excited. We should all be excited together. The semi-finals were Cherry Coke versus Lilt and Dr. Pepper versus Orangina. Four great drinks, I'm sure you'll agree, reached the semi-finals of this competition. We started off with 32 of the favourite soft drinks in the United Kingdom. We were down to the final four. Here are the results. Cherry Coke, 65% of the vote. Lilt, 35% of the vote. The first finalist is Cherry Coke. And in the second semi-final, Dr. Pepper, 68% of the vote. Orangina, 32% of the vote. The second finalist is Dr. Pepper. So, two very similar tasting drinks have reached the final. Cherry Coke and Dr. Pepper. Yes, there's definitely a sort of cherry slash Black Forest element to both of them in their flavour. Carbonated, similar colour. There's a shock. I think, well, we can already decide what the nation's rough favourite flavour of soft drink is, but which one will be victorious? Well, you'll be delighted to know you can vote already in the final, and the final result will be revealed on the airwaves next week on the show that goes like this. So the final vote is open. It is Cherry Coke versus Dr. Pepper for the title of the show that goes like this and Britain's favourite soft drink. Cherry Coke versus Dr. Pepper. There we go. What a great final it's sure to be. Unfortunately, you can't get either of them for free. Maybe unless you work for the companies that make them or bottle them and you happen to steal one away in your bag, at which point you could end up in prison. See, it's all come full circle. That's what I like. Here's a song by Estelle. All about freedom. It's called Free. It's got to be.
Okay. You can't get out. Mega.
That's right.
Listen, everybody put your fists in the air now. Everybody put your fists in the air now. Put your fists in the air now, bounce like your feet and forever springs in. It's the start of the start of the new year. Get out your boots, get ready to start this year. Get out your house, do something with yourself. Put down the weed, prove something to yourself. This is out to the ladies and gents trying to do for themselves. They ain't waiting on nobody else. You can say that this life is a lie. Come on, we'll say it's cool, but we're here in the last round. Fix up, be real to yourself, would you? Say yourself for a ring or a belt or a key to junk in the night, start blazing. Cause you're heavy and I want to say an apron. You're an easier lightning. Yo, you should go to Iraq and talk about real.
Nothing to break chains, number you. Here you're spitting about a penthouse view. Not ashamed, you're looking up on my rent house blue. You're all the certain that the boys go through. Yo, steady, this level is what the boys half do.
Don't think about being less than yourself.
Let me see what can you do. Fresh cut, steady, you're free, you're going up. Throw these up, up, low seas, up, top of you, boy. Up, better stay on your ground, fly to your times. Up, up, make your mind up, up. Never gonna be left behind, down for the course, all times. Up, up, the negative, they are with me. We've all established hell, but this is something new. So
I'm free.
Hold your head high.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Estelle's Free. And now, in between the next few freedom-related tracks, some more facts about prison, such as this one. Did you know McGilligan Prison, which is in Northern Ireland, has recently taken on a bird-keeping scheme for its elderly prisoners? Those aged between 50 and 79 are given the chance to grow vegetables and care for budgies, cockatiels, finches and quail in their own aviary. The project has already seen great results, creating a focus for elderly prisoners and encouraging a more active lifestyle and better diet. So that's good. Letting prisoners be bird keepers obviously helps. Here's another bizarre prison fact. People over 60 are the fastest growing age group in the British prison system. The number of over 50s is projected to rise to 14,800 by the end of 2021, an increase of 11%. The most significant change is in the over 70s, predicted to rise by 31%. There are currently over 200 inmates over 80 years old in the UK. The increase of inmates of the older age groups is due to longer prison sentences and the fact that people are being charged now for historic offences due to much more advanced forensic techniques. Okay, well, after the next track, some information about some prison lingo and currency in UK prisons as well, some of which facts may well surprise you. Another track to celebrate freedom. Well, there's nothing holding you back when you're free. Shawn Mendes knows all about that.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I want to let her take control. 'Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when crazy, you take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. And we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Oh, oh, oh.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Shawn Mendes, there's nothing holding me back. It's still Tuesday the 9th of November. It's still the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons with you up until 8 o'clock tonight, at which point Rob Harvey will be in with another brilliant Synth City. So don't go anywhere. Keep it Phoenix 98.0 FM if you're in the area here in Essex. PhoenixFM.com. If you're not, you can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix. And if you have an Apple device, you can go to the App Store and download our app as well. Loads of ways to tune in. Thanks if you have done this evening. Also join us on Mixcloud, mixcloud.com, and you can see the webcam feed into the studio. Now then, as promised, some information about current prison lingo. Not too much. Don't want to get you too knowledgeable about what it's like on the inside. Here's something. Right, apparently a basic rider. Basic rider, what's that? It's an inmate who has no regard at all for rules and will break them without a care. That guy, he's a basic rider. He'll do anything. There we go. A mobile phone in prison is simply known as tech. That could cover a whole host of options, it seems to me, but mobile phones are referred to as tech. There you go. Not like a T-E-K or anything, a T-E-C-H, an abbreviation of technology, as simple as that. What about this one? Going on basic. A regime where your television is taken away, quite often a lifeline for most prisoners. I'm going on basic for a couple of weeks because of that thing I did. My TV's being taken away. I'm going on basic. Here's one I can't really read out. You'll have to work it out for yourself. A something and a shave. Another SH word. A something and a shave refers to a sentence under a year. Was that kind of implying that it's going to be no problem to serve that sentence, maybe? Anyway, prison jargon often transcends into common usage in the outside world too. For example, words like snitch and grass, both referring to the act of telling on someone, and the word narc, a derogatory term for a policeman, originated from behind bars. Now, I also said I'd tell you about currency in prison. And here you go. When prisoners make a shopping list, it's worked through and ticked off by staff until they run out of money. Unnecessary yet seasonal items such as Mother's Day, birthday and Christmas cards are often left at the bottom of the list. Therefore, if there's not enough money, these items get left off. These situations can cause a lot of upset and sometimes even riots. As you can imagine, the connection with family is a big deal for many prisoners. Any sense of losing that connection can be very difficult. What about this? This is a surprise. Basic items such as herbs and spices are incredibly valuable. With a food budget of just over £2 per day per prisoner, it's no surprise that the food isn't Michelin star level. Hence, items like herbs, spices, salt and pepper are a lifeline and quite often used as currency due to its high value. Can you imagine that? I want to get hold of some tech. Right, I've got this oregano. Oh, yes, well, I'll see what I can do for you. How bizarre. Herbs and spices, very important in prison. Condiments as well. There we go. Right, time for some more music. Music related to the concept of freedom. Here then, it's Bruce Springsteen.
Run from cages on highway 9. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, that was the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, with the brilliant Born to Run. Well, we're coming up to the last half hour or so of the show, and what on earth am I going to share with you now, fact-wise, about prisons? Well, what about this? Some unexpected banned items. Some strange items are banned from the inmate's possession. Items that wouldn't be considered to be dangerous in the outside world can be deadly on the inside. For example, blue tack and chewing gum are banned for the obvious reason they might make a mess, but also because they can be used to make impressions of officers' keys and to gum up the cell door locks. Any notices put up in cells are held up by using toothpaste as an adhesive. There's a surprise, I didn't think about that. In most UK prisons, inmates are allowed to wear their own clothes, but sports team kits as well as black and white clothing are banned. Sports team clothing may encourage gang behaviour, and black and white clothing may blend in with the officers' uniforms of black trousers and white tops, which could lead to a multitude of issues. So you can't wear black and white. Black and white stripes, like your classic prisoner outfit, I'm guessing they're okay. Unless you got a Newcastle shirt, then obviously that's not okay. Because they're bottom of the league, you wouldn't want to support them, obviously, at the moment. Anyway, there is also a strange rule with 18-rated movies. This is bizarre. If anyone can make sense of this, you're better than me. Since 2013... no prisoner in England or Wales is permitted to watch an 18-rated DVD. But if the film is showing on TV, this ban doesn't apply. So they can watch an 18-plus film on TV, just not on DVD. Where is the sense in that? Who made that rule? How has it happened? Why has it been allowed to continue? That question and less won't be answered in the remainder of this show. Time for another track. Time for freedom-related music. If you're free, you just want to run for miles and miles and miles, a bit like Forrest Gump. He kept on running. So does the Spencer Davis Group. Running from the Spencer Davis Group. Now, to take us through the final few tracks to the conclusion of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this, we're going to give you a list of the 50 best prison-related movies out there. This is according to a particular website. I'm not going to share that with you because you might get a sneak preview if you wanted to look it up yourself. Maybe you can find it anyway. In 50th place, Alien 3. You think of it as sci-fi rather than prison, but it is set, isn't it, on a prison ship. And, yeah, it's got that iconic sort of alien very close to Sigourney Weaver, hasn't it? 1992, that was. 49, we've got Death Race, starring Jason Statham from 2008. 48, Escape Plan, 2013, with Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. 47, Vinnie Jones, starring in Mean Machine. 46, one of my favourites on this list, Con Air with Nicolas Cage back in 1997. Steve Buscemi, brilliant in that. And at number 45, also starring Steve Buscemi, Animal Factory. And I think Willem Dafoe is in that as well. 44, Gridiron Gang, featuring a very young-looking Dwayne Johnson as The Rock. Gridiron Gang. 43, Jailhouse Rock. Late 1950s with Elvis Presley, of course. Then at 42, it's Stir Crazy with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. And then at 41, the brilliant Aardman animated Chicken Run. So that is 50 to 41. Now then, I think before the next track, we will also do 40 to 31. So at 40, 1979's Scum, a bit hard hitting, I think. And then at 39, Mel Gibson starring in Get the Gringo from 2012. I think that's a lesser known film, although it's relatively highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. In 2010's Dog Pound is at number 38, another one I don't know too much about. At 37, it is Burt Reynolds in The Longest Yard from 1974. 36, The Escapist from 2008, starring Brian Cox, Joseph Fiennes. And at 35, the brilliant Escape to Victory, featuring the likes of Michael Caine, Sylvester Stallone, and a host of footballers. Isn't Bobby Moore in that? In at number 34, Law Abiding Citizen with Jamie Foxx and Gerard Butler. It's got some harrowing scenes in that. I remember I saw that at the cinema. At 33, The Rock with Nicolas Cage again and Sean Connery and Ed Harris. Fantastic film set in Alcatraz. And yeah, that is a great, great film. Jerry Bruckheimer produced, wasn't it? At 32, it's the film Chopper. And then at 31, Undisputed 2, Last Man Standing. Can't tell you too much about that. At 30, it is Escape from New York with Kurt Russell. There we go. The countdown continues after this next track, which is going to be Celebrating Freedom. You can go anywhere if you're free, can't you? Here's Rita Ora.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise delivered and we call it a vacation. Vacation. You painted me the dream that I wanna belong in. Wanna belong.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, continuing my countdown of the greatest prison movies, we got to number 30. So here's the next set of 10 before the next track. At 29, it's a film just called Felon. It doesn't seem obvious from this image who's in it. All I can tell you is it released in 2008. Maybe you've seen the film Felon. Maybe you love it. Maybe you think it's outrageous. I don't know anything about it. At 28 is Cell 211, released in 2009 with Colin Farrell in it. At 27, it's Cube from 1997. I have seen that and I can't really remember it. Maybe I need to re-watch it. Clearly, the Undisputed franchise is alive and well, and I don't know much about that, because at 26, it's Undisputed 3 Redemption from 2010. At 25, it's Adrian Brody and Forest Whitaker starring in The Experiment. And then at 24, Tom Hardy as Bronson, released in 2008. At 23, it's Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn in Dead Man Walking from 1995. I think that was Oscar nominated, wasn't it? At 22, I think this could be the oldest film on this list, I Am a Fugitive from a Chain Gang, released in 1932, starring Paul Mooney. And at 21, Birdman of Alcatraz, back in 1962, another highly rated film on Rotten Tomatoes. At number 20, Bound by Honour from 1993. Time for more music. The countdown continues after this from Natasha Bedingfield.
Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Drench yourself in words unspoken, live your life with begins. The rest is still unwritten. Yeah. Oh, oh. I break tradition. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. Yeah, yeah. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live. Page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Drench yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. The rest
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Natasha Bedingfield and Unwritten. We're almost there with this countdown of the greatest prison movies of all time. At 19, then, is Bad Boys, not the one you're thinking of with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, one with Sean Penn from 1983, very highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. At 18, it's Brubaker with Robert Redford from 1980. At 17, it's The Count of Monte Cristo. At 16, 1986 release, Down by Law. At 15, it is Woody Allen's Take the Money and Run from 1969. At 14, the film Hunger, released 13 years ago in 2008. At 13, Midnight Express from 1978. At 12, Clint Eastwood in Escape from Alcatraz from 1979. And at 11, Jason Patrick and many others in Sleepers, 1996. That is a good film. Bit of a harrowing storyline, but again, a very good film. So 10 to go. Coming up after the next track, what's happening now? Freedom-related music, Matthew Wilder. Matthew Wilder and Break My Stride is just finishing. And now then, the final countdown of the top 10 greatest prison movies of all time. At 10, A Prophet, released in 2009. At 9, Edward Norton in American History X from 1998. At 8, Papillon, Steve McQueen, Dustin Hoffman, 73. At 7, In the Name of the Father with Daniel Day-Lewis, Emma Thompson from 1993. At 6, it's Paul Newman in Cool Hand Luke from 1967. At 5, brilliant film with Tom Hanks, Michael Clarke Duncan, The Green Mile, 1999. At 4, Bridge on the River Kwai from 1957. At 3, from 1953, Starlag 17. At 2, Steve McQueen again in The Great Escape. Number 1, I have to agree, The Shawshank Redemption from 1994. Tim Robbins, Morgan Freeman. Phenomenal film, brilliant finish. I agree with that. You can't argue with me, it's my life. Oh, here's Bon Jovi.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And well, it's almost time to leave you. I just want to quickly ask Rihanna what she's thought of the show tonight.
That was quite a show. Very entertaining. But it's over now. But it's over now. Go on and say goodbye.
Thanks, Rihanna. I absolutely will. Well, it's been great to have your company once again. Don't forget, Rob's up next with Synth City, so don't go anywhere. I'll be back again next week. Voting's open on the final of the Soft Drink World Cup to play us out another track related to being free. A bit more of an obvious one from Rosala. Bye for now.
Everybody's free. Everybody's free. Feel good. Yeah.
Someone